Were you abused as a child? Do you have some type of trauma that happened when you were little that you just can't seem to get out of your head and it's affecting your daily life? I have some ways that you can navigate through that situation. I'm Ricky Calabat. Welcome to my Live a Legacy channel. My intentions are to provide you with valuable information that will alter the trajectory of your life by creating new opportunities for your family and your future. What is Straight Talk with Ricky? It's the real deal, unedited, unfiltered truth about life and all the lessons that come with it. Subscribe now. The more and more that I have lived and experienced life, I encounter many, many, many people, young, old, man, female, all over the world. And a lot of times, there's something from their past that they just can't seem to let go. They're having trouble dealing with it, and they can't put it in a place where they can move on, get some type of closure. So if that's you, I just want you to know, you're not alone, number one. And I've been dealing with people that have had this for a while. I can't really say that I personally have any trauma of anything that happened. So I don't know if I can speak from experience. However, I have dealt with this through other people, either relationships, family, friends, whatever the case may be, enough where I think I can at least help guide you as to solutions that other people have gone through. And again, I'm not a psychiatrist, I'm not a therapist, you know, I'm sharing life experiences, and that's what I do here on my channel, right? So it's tough, I know, right? Depending on your age, depending on what happened, depending on how it happened, it's a lot to deal with. So what I have found, people that have gone through similar situations that have altered their life, I think the number one thing is to understand why you're feeling the way that you're feeling. It's to understand what really happened in your mind, in your head, in your heart, in your body, in your soul. What really happened? What is the damage, right? First, we need to assess the damage before we can even ever start to figure out how to deal with it, a solution, how to get that closure that you need. So the first step is assessment. And this can be in many different ways. I mean, it's very difficult, maybe impossible, to self-assess the true damage. And so, you know, if you can afford it, I think therapy is the best way to open up and really get somebody to dig deep into what that is for you. And therapy nowadays comes in many facets and comes in many forms. So I lost a brother, right? So those of you who have been following me, you know, Bashar is my brother, and you know, I unfortunately lost him last year, and I was going through a very, very tough time. Traumatic, certainly, you know, recently, so it wasn't when I was a kid, but you know, I'm still dealing with it, right? I'm still dealing with it, you know, in some ways. I've kind of at least gotten some acceptance out of it, but you know, it's always there. My point is, I turned to this therapist online, and her name is Amy. She works for a company called BetterHelp. If you go to betterhelp.com, then you can kind of explore that option. It's really not that expensive for what you get. I think it's spectacular, actually. So I speak to Amy once a week for 1 hour, and I pay $190 a month. So it ends up being, you know, less than $50 per session. I think it's $180 actually. So $45 per session for an hour. I mean, that's 60 minutes for $45. I mean, it's less than a dollar a minute. I think you'd be hard pressed to find a quality therapist that you have one-on-one, face-to-face. It's on the computer, but at least you have a video option that you can see that person. You can really open up, and they will help you to discover what is the damage, to assess the damage, given your circumstances, given what really happened to you. And I mean, from what I've seen, it's nearly impossible for someone to live their best life knowing you always have something on your shoulders or on your back, or you feel like you have some stigma, or you feel like you've been scarred, or you've been torn, and you've been, in whatever way, broken. And for you, you owe it to yourself to really allow someone to help put the pieces together, because it's possible. Number one, you need to know it's possible. And you know, you don't deserve that, right? I think a lot of some people that I've seen think that, oh, this happened to me because I'm a bad person and I deserve it, and I don't, you know, shouldn't have the best life possible. And they use that as kind of like, this is what happened to me because it was supposed to happen to me, and almost like a crutch to a certain degree. So again, I don't know what your situation is, but you know, some people use it as a crutch, and they kind of blame it. They like to have that excuse of why they are not, you know, happy in life, and they're not, you know, successful as they could be because of this one thing that happened 10, 20, 30 years ago. They're clinging on to that as their, you know, escape hatch, or as their excuse. Really, at the end of the day, it's an excuse. It's, you know, could be a crutch. It could be something that they're clinging on to that's preventing them from getting some acceptance, getting some closure, and starting fresh. So I think that's really the important part, is there anything holding you back, right? Maybe it's not trauma, maybe it's not drama, maybe it's not whatever. Is there anything holding you back from separating the past to the present where you can start fresh and start new and relinquish those things that were horrible, terrible, things that should never have happened? They did happen. But you don't have to let it continue to happen to you as you progress through life. Yes, it did happen. And somehow, some way, we need to be able to internalize it, go through the process of accepting it to a point of understanding it, right? Going back to the understanding, what really happened, how did it make you feel, why did it make you feel that way, in order for you to have your own peace of mind, your own closure, your own cleansing of your soul, so that you can say, okay, I'm done with that, and mean it. I'm done with that. I'm ready to move on. I'm ready to move forward. I'm ready for a fresh start. Whatever, you have to be ready for it, but you can't do that until you get that closure. So hopefully this was a little bit helpful. But again, you should go seek some type of a professional. It's not just your friends and not your family or whatever, people that are too close to you and they're not professionals. Maybe if you have a friend of a friend who's a professional, you know, that's fine. But somebody with a degree, somebody with a certification, somebody with something. And at the worst case, right, if you don't have $180 a month, the worst case scenario, find a YouTube channel, find somebody who's offering it for free in a way that you can grasp onto. Let them help you. Let them go through whatever it looks like. I don't know if there's a workbook or some type of a structure that somebody has out there that maybe you just pay one time, right? Maybe you pay one time, and I don't know, I haven't researched that, and they walk you through a certain incident that may have happened that will help you conquer it and move forward. All right? Life is too long, actually. It's not short. Life is long for you to allow one or two things that happened many moons ago to prevent you from continuing and making your life what you know it can be if you were able to free yourself from that, you know, prison, that cage, that torture that you may be putting yourself in for that you shouldn't be, right? That we can get out of it. Okay, good luck, and thank you for watching. Please feel free to drop a comment if you have any other questions. I'd love to help. I think it's a very important topic that we can kind of, other people who may be in a similar situation, let's talk about it. Let's drop some comments. Maybe what are you challenging with right now? What trauma did happen? Maybe somebody else has gone through a similar trauma. Maybe they've gone through a similar resolution that we can all learn from each other, right? That's the whole point of life, is sharing experiences, sharing solutions that we can all benefit from. All right. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
If you enjoyed this video, please go ahead, subscribe, and click on the bell. Like and share with 3 people you think will also benefit from this game-changing message. Connect with me. All my social media links are below in the description. We welcome and reply to all comments. So please share your comments below, and please let us know what topic interests you the most.